This is Colourful.
Hey Carla, I'm still here, of course, at the World Travel Market, and why shouldn't I be? I did say that I'm hanging out in Asia today, in Asia Pacific, and the first country that I'm visiting is China. And with me right now is Ethan Wang. He's the Director of Operations at China Luxury Travel Network. Okay, so now Ethan, we're here talking about China. I've never been to China before. The only images I have seen of China is 2008, where we obviously, you guys hosted the Olympics, and what a fantastic, fantastic opening and closing ceremony that was. But I have seen fabulous images of the Great Wall of China.
Yes, the Great Wall of China is indeed an iconic landmark of the world. It was built over 2,000 years ago to fend off enemies from the north. And today it's one of the most popular attractions in all of China. And brings the tourism industry in China good business.
So what are the other attractions apart from the Great Wall of China?
Well, in China there are so many attractions, depends on what you're looking for. The typical touristy ones in Beijing are the Forbidden City, the Ming Tombs, the various museums, and in Shanghai we have the Bund, in Xi'an we have Terracotta Soldiers, in the Yangshuo we have the Guilin Mountains, which are on the back of the 20 yuan bill. So the Patala Palace in Tibet, etc., etc. The list goes on. Mm.
And people will also know China for the giant pandas, but you know, whenever I see pandas, they're always giant.
They're always giant. Okay, well, yeah.
I've only ever seen big pandas.
Right, they are baby pandas. In fact, baby pandas are so small they look like mice. Yeah, pandas are definitely something foreigners like to look at and hold. Yeah, we have quite a number of tours involving pandas, including wild pandas. So, yeah, I haven't been on any of those tours. Unfortunately, I've only seen a panda in a zoo. Yeah.
You and I both. Now, China is an emerging market, and I know that, you know, it's definitely on the map. Everyone wants to go and do some type of business in China. But for those of us who actually want to holiday, where should we go? Because it's so vast. I mean, you've given us little snippets of it so far.
It's an open question. I would suggest CLTN.net, China Luxury Travel Network. But obviously, it depending on the city you're going to, there are various tourism boards, loads of websites, Wikipedia that you can reference. Yeah.
Ethan Wang, thank you so much for joining us on Colourful.
This is Colourful.